Photography has died, what, 4 times now? And somehow it keeps showing up to its own funeral.
That's actually kind of perfect, because this whole issue of The Intersect, issue number 76, is basically about photographers who are either abandoning their cameras entirely or treating photography like it's something completely different than what we thought it was.
We're looking at Jacques-Henri Lartigue's color work from way back, artists making photograms with expired paper from 1946, AIPAD's photography show acting like nothing's changed, a kinetic film about forgotten inventors, and an exhibition that mixes real photos with 3D renders, so you can't tell which is which.
So here's something wild. When Jacques-Henri Lartigue started shooting color photography, the purists basically treated it like he'd committed artistic treason.
Yeah, that's such a great point to bring up. MK Gallery is actually showing a major exhibition of Lartigue's color photographs right now. He was this incredible French photographer and painter, really pushing into color at a time when most serious photographers considered black and white the only legitimate artistic form.
It was almost like a rebellion. It's kind of comforting in a weird way, right? I mean, painting was supposed to die when photography arrived. Then black and white was supposed to die when color came along. Film when digital hit, and now cameras when smartphones took over. It feels like this medium just keeps facing its own mortality.
Exactly. And maybe that's precisely why photography survives. It keeps eating its own tail, as you say, and coming out completely different each time. It sheds its skin, adapts, and evolves. Lartigue's story is a perfect early example of that constant metamorphosis, define what photography was supposed to be. But speaking of photographers who've actually put their cameras down, quick pause here.
If you're into these conversations about where art and technology collide, the Intersect newsletter is where Jürgen Burkhessel curates all this stuff weekly.
Subscribe at theintersect.art, that's theintersect.art, and you'll get these stories plus his take on why they matter.
Okay, this one really got me thinking. There are photographers right now who are basically going back to 18th century chemistry experiments instead of using cameras. It's true, it's like they're hitting the reset button on the whole medium. If you look back, even in the 1700s, scientists like Johann Heinrich Schultz and Thomas Wedgwood were already figuring out how to capture images with light-sensitive materials, just using chemistry and light, no lens needed. And now, contemporary artists are pulling those exact techniques back into their practice.
So it's not just a niche thing, it's a full circle return to the very origins of capturing light.
Exactly. Take Bertha E. Jacques, for instance. The Museum of Contemporary Photography in Chicago has a show with her botanical photograms. She was making these almost plant-like impressions directly onto paper. Then you have Man Ray, who basically invented his rayographs in 1920s Paris by putting objects right on photosensitive paper. Laszlo Moholy Nagy brought that technique to Chicago, founding the new Bauhaus, which was a huge deal.
And those rayographs, they still look so modern and striking, even today. It's wild that a technique from 100 years ago can feel so current.
They absolutely do. And it's not just historical examples. At this year's photography show, the Marshall Gallery had these really striking chromogenic photograms by Fabiola Mincelli. They actually fold into these geometric abstractions. Then there's Brian Graff, who started making photograms in his garage darkroom with roadside wildflowers, just seeing what impressions he could make.
Oh, I remember hearing about Mariah Robertson. She does these spontaneous performances in the darkroom, right? Using her hands and cardboard to shape light through a color enlarger. She called it, like, gambling while blindfolded. That sounds so tactile and unpredictable. It's incredibly physical, and it gets even more direct. The International Center of
Photography has this exhibition called Hard Copy New York, which is all about photocopied images. They've got works by people like Ryan McGinley, Collier Shore, Stephen Shore, and Thomas Ruff. Everything's pinned up unframed to really emphasize the sheer democracy of the medium, the raw reproduction.
The idea of photocopies as art it definitely brings the conversation about what constitutes a photographic image down to its most basic, accessible form. It's almost a defiant gesture.
It is. And some artists are pushing the material experiments even further. Allison Rossiter, for example, works with expired photo paper. She actually found some Kodak paper with a use-by date of 1946, and now she collects papers from every single decade of the 20th century. Imagine the history embedded in those materials.
That's so specific and cool, using paper that's older than most people alive today.
Right? And then Nat Faulkner filled an entire glass skylight with iodine to bathe a space in this intense orange light that then slowly washed out over time. It's light itself becoming the medium, creating a temporary, evolving image.
Jorgen, our curator, mentioned something about this. He sees it as artists returning to these really manual, painterly approaches, precisely because AI-generated images have made us question what's real. Like, when you can just prompt an AI to create any image, what does the authenticity of an actual photograph mean?
That makes perfect sense. When every image can be suspect, maybe the only authentic thing left is the physical trace of light on a piece of paper. It's a return to undeniable materiality, a tangible object that proves light actually hit something in the real world.
Speaking of trust and photography, so while all these artists are abandoning their cameras, AIPAD's photography show at the Park Avenue Armory has 77 galleries showing work, some going all the way back to 1917, and they're acting like nothing's happening.
Yeah, it's a very particular kind of show, isn't it? They talk about the ongoing evolution of photographic practices, which sounds good, but then they throw in this term lens-based photography. It's like they're trying to differentiate it from something else, but they just won't say what that something else is.
Exactly. Jorgen, in his take, really points out how weird it is that a major photography show, a big event like this, just completely glosses over AI-generated imagery. It's almost like they're pretending it doesn't exist.
It's a striking omission. On one hand, you could see it as impressive confidence, like they're so sure that photography as an art form will endure and keep its value, that they don't even need to acknowledge what some might call a threat. It's almost a defiant stance.
I can see that. It's like, we're just going to keep doing our thing, and the medium speaks for itself. But on the other hand, when photography's role as a truth-telling medium is genuinely collapsing, is ignoring AI really a sign of strength? Or is it a bit like whistling past a graveyard? It feels a little blind, maybe?
You're right. There's a tension there. It's either a testament to their conviction in the established form, or it's a slightly delusional denial of the seismic shifts happening around them. It's hard to tell if it's impressive or just a little bit out of touch with the current moment.
It's definitely one of those two. Different story now, but it's going to pull on the same thread. You know what's interesting about looking at film history right now when everything is CGI and AI?
Tell me. Because it does feel like we're in one of those moments where the visual language of everything is shifting again.
Exactly. The Intersect covered this Aeon video called Impromptu, and it's this really cool kaleidoscopic journey through early film history. It focuses purely on motion and form, almost like a tribute to all these stages of filmmaking innovation. And when I watched it, I just kept thinking about how much it felt relevant to what photography's going through.
It's true. Film has gone through such similar cycles, hasn't it? Like CGI fundamentally changed everything about how movies look and feel, even how actors interact with sets and stories. You had all these conversations about the death of practical effects or even the death of certain types of acting because of green screens.
Right. And the curator's take on this was pretty spot on, I thought. He was basically saying that looking back at these early film experiments feels so relevant right now because we're in another moment of total transformation for visual media. It's like we're reinventing the wheel, but with a supercomputer.
It's almost comforting in a way. Maybe every generation thinks they're witnessing the death of the medium they love, but really they're just watching it molt. It sheds its old skin and something new and often unexpected emerges. It's not dying, it's evolving, even if it feels jarring in the moment.
Yeah, like those old inventors in Impromptu, playing with light and movement. They probably had no idea how far it would go, or how many times it would die and be reborn.
Exactly. It's this continuous process of reinvention.
Okay, next one. Picture walking into a gallery and not being able to tell if you're looking at a photograph or a 3D render, and that's the whole point.
Yeah, that's Carlo Zappella's digital doubles at Horizont Gallery in Budapest. He specifically mixes analog photography with digital renders and even sculptures. It's a bit like those VFX techniques where they transition seamlessly between real cameras and digital doubles of actors or sets.
And what's cool is how Jürgen just likes that it's playful. He's not trying to hit us over the head with some heavy theoretical reflection on the self or anything.
Right? It's just the fun of not knowing what's real and not being expected to know. It pulls directly on what we've been talking about this whole time, actually. Maybe this is what survival looks like for photography, not defending its claim to truth, but instead playing with the idea that those claims have collapsed.
Exactly. Just lean into the
ambiguity.
Which brings us back to where we started.
So, photography keeps dying and keeps showing up to document its own funeral. Maybe that's the real trick. It survives by refusing to be just one thing.
Exactly. And if you want to keep following these stories about art and technology's weird dance together, subscribe to The Intersect at intersect.art. Issue 76 just dropped, and there's always something in there that'll make you think differently about what's happening at this intersection.
Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.